racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and got the show lined up that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. And we're going to kick it off with one of the classics of bluegrass music, a great tune that's sort of done by every bluegrass band whenever they get the opportunity, written by the Dillards, and it's performed in this case by J.D. Crowe in one of his best lineups ever, Tony Rice, Doyle Lawson, Jerry Douglas, and Bobby Sloan. They play some great bluegrass music, and it is, of course, the classic Old Home Place. Let's hear it.
It's been 10 long years since I left my home. be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. What had they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
Just classic bluegrass, isn't it? Everything was right about it, and the backup and the solos and the vocals, everything was great. Old Home Place, a classic tune, and I'm sorry to use the word classic too many times, but it really is one of those songs. We're going to jump forward a few decades now to 2023 and hear from the Cody Norris Show. They're the ones that wear the big flashy suits, a bunch of youngish people, I'd say late 20s, early 30s, orange and purple suits, and they've got a whole bunch of different suits. But this album is called Rhinestone Revival, and it's got some lovely songs on it. They really play classic sort of 1950s bluegrass, really, and very talented players. Cody Norris on guitar and lead vocals, Mary Rachel Nally Norris, must be his wife, plays fiddle and a little bit of mandolin. Josiah Tyree plays banjo. Charlie Lohman plays the bass. They have a few guests on the album here and there, but that's the core band, and they do a fine job. And we're going to hear a song not very good for Baltimore, the city of Baltimore. It used to be a beautiful city, I understand. But here he says, Baltimore, I'm leaving.
City life just ain't my cup of tea. Baltimore, I'm leaving on the big highway. There ain't no use in a country boy trying to learn big city ways. Baltimore, I'm leaving, ain't no place for me. When the sun goes down tomorrow, I'll be home in Tennessee. City women keep me in a whirl.
big highway. There ain't no use in a country boy trying to learn big city ways. Baltimore, I'm a leavin', ain't no place for me. When the sun goes down tomorrow, I'll be home in Tennessee. But I'll never buy away the blues. I wish I was back down on the farm, digging taters and hoeing corn. Bye-bye, Baltimore, I'm leaving you. Baltimore, I'm leaving on the big highway. There ain't no use in a country boy trying to learn big city ways. Baltimore, I'm leaving, ain't no place for me. When the sun goes down tomorrow, when the sun goes down tomorrow, won't have to beg, steal, or borrow. No more city sorrow, Baltimore, you set me free.
Well, I'm a bit with him. I'm not much of a one for big cities either. So he's going back home to Tennessee. I hope he's got a little place there where he can hide away from the rest of the world. Big cities sort of intimidate me a little bit these days. Didn't used to be that bad, but certainly happens now. So I sympathise with Cody Norris on that song, Baltimore, I'm Leaving. I'd like to play a waltz for you now. I always enjoy the 3/4 time tunes that occur in bluegrass music. And this is from Joe K. Walsh from his album Borderland. And I saw Joe Walsh when he toured here with Mark Mazengarb. And they put on a show at our house concert venue nearby me. And I went to see them and loved their playing. And bought a CD, and it was this one, I think, and he's got some great tunes on it, very talented player, and here's one called The Pine Tree Waltz. He said he wrote this for his home, adopted home state of Maine, the Pine Tree State. So if you're up in Maine and listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, here's a tune for you, one called The Pine Tree Waltz from Joe K. Walsh. Walsh and waltz. Good words, aren't they?
of a home where the heart lives, familiar and true. But now the band starts to play, I can see you that day, while we danced to the Pine Tree Waltz. When we danced to the Pine Tree Waltz.
Well, that was Joe K. Walsh singing and playing the mandolin in that tune. I forgot to say that. And he's good player and plays good straight bluegrass music, and I just love it. Well, this is next track is doing what bluegrass often seems to do best, is take a perfectly good country song and bluegrass it up. And that formula was written way back when Bill Monroe took Jimmy Rogers' Mule Skinner Blues and put it into bluegrass time and up into about the key of B and just drove the heck out of it. He must have upset hundreds of people. He said, you can't do that with a classic old Jimmy Rogers song, but Bill Monroe did, and that practice has been going on for decades these days. Hamilton County, my own band, has done it a few times with things like Take It Easy and I'm Gone and other songs like that that you can bluegrass up. It really happens a lot. Well, this man that I picked to play this next song, the album is called Second Son, and that's Jim Hurst. I first met Jim Hurst when he was playing with Claire Lynch's band, and together with Missy Raines, they had a great band, and I got to do a song with them at the Grass Valley Festival, with one of the Father's Day festivals there. And Jim Hurst is a fine guitarist and banjo player and a mandolin player and everything, really, and he's a good singer, and I got an album of his, and he says one of his favourite singers is Marty Robbins, and he was great with the written word. This is a Western novel condensed to a 4-minute song. Well, the song is Big Iron. He's got a bit of help on it. Ken Blanton on bass, Ned Lubarecki on banjo, Jesse Brock on mandolin, Casey Dreesen on fiddle, Randy Cawes on the resophonic guitar, and it's that classic song, Big Iron on the My Hip from Marty Robbins that many of you will know. Well, here it is, bluegrass style from Jim Hurst.
To the town of Vacafria rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke folks around him, have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip, for the stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. An outlaw loose and running came to whisper from each lip, and he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more.
1 in 19 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas.
Texas Red.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street.
windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
There were 4 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not clear leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Tried to match the ranger with a big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Oh, what a good version of that song that is. And he does it so well. It's a great song, and I think it's the root chord going to the relative minor that makes it so distinctive, and I think the band did a fine job of it. Big Iron by Jim Hurst. 1986, Ricky Skaggs put out an album called Family and Friends, and it was a great album. Had some really nice songs, a lot of gospel songs, but a few old bluegrass songs from his favourites like the Stanley Brothers. He's always loved them, of course, and just a lot of traditional sort of country-ish songs. Ricky was heavily influenced by his parents growing up, and they, of course, made a big impression on a young man and got him a mandolin at a very young age, which he learned to play. And Ricky never lacked confidence, but he took a lot of music from his parents. And because the album is called Family and Friends, I thought I'd like to feature his family on the album as he did. And this is a song called River of Memory, and it features his parents, Hobert and Dorothy Skaggs, and they're doing the vocals. The band, just flick to it now, can't find it. Here it is. It's Jerry Douglas on dobro, Ricky Skaggs playing guitar and a bit of mandolin, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, Joe Allen on bass, and Mark Pruitt on banjo. The Whites, Buck, Cheryl and Sharon are in there. And, of course, he's got his parents doing the vocals, Hobert and Dorothy Skaggs. And this is the sort of thing you might have heard around the Skaggs family household when he was very young. River of Memory.
Shack where in dreams I wandered back, and we listened to those southern melodies. Was a place where I was born on a bright October morn, and it's nestled at the end of my river of memory. Did you ever go sailing more trees where the sunshine is cheery and nothing in the world goes weary? That's my cabin at the end of my river of memory. She's so sweetly beckons me to my cabin at the end of my river of memory. Did you ever go sailing down the river of memory to a little log cabin that's nestled among the sycamore trees where the sunshine is cheery and nothing in the world goes weary? That's my cabin at the end of my river of memory. Fall, many childhood voices call, calling back to the good old days that used to be. And in answer to their prayers, I'll soon be sailing down to my cabin at the end of my river of memory. Did you ever go sailing more trees where the sunshine is cheery and nothing in the world goes weary? That's my cabin at the end of my river of memory.
Didn't they do great? That's Ricky Skaggs' parents singing on the album Family and Friends, and it's a neat old song, and I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And you may wonder why a bluegrass show comes to you from New Zealand. Well, it's I've been listening and playing this music since the mid-1960s, and I've got shelves full of CDs and LPs, and I'm just enjoying the opportunity to share them with you. And I hope you're enjoying my sort of walk through my bluegrass life, really, as I share it each week. You can always get it from Free FM 89.0. You just go to the webpage on the internet and get a whole number of shows lined up there. But there's lots of other ways, by radio or podcasts. We'll talk about that later. What was I going to say? The show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and it's coming up to Christmas, of course, and there is no better gift to give the young musician in your life, be they young or old, than something from Shearer's Music Works. They've got everything from books and books of songs and how to play, and more finger picks and flat picks and guitar straps and stands to keep your instrument out in your bedroom, or in the lounge in my case, and lots of instruments. You can buy them a new Martin guitar, or maybe just an entry level guitar if that's what they need. Go and see the folks from Shearer's. They're friendly people, they're all musicians, they'll help you